This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day with the CPAC convention kicking into high gear. That's the Conservative Political Action Committee, which is meeting in Orlando. Should they retitle the entire event, change the name of it from CPAC to Trump PAC? The president is speaking on Sunday. His speech is highly anticipated. Today, the delegates heard from Ted Cruz, from Governor DeSantis of Florida, and others. We will play highlights and lowlights of what's going on at CPAC. A great deal of controversy about not the golden calf, but the golden Trump. There is a statue, a little bit less than life size, but it shows Trump wearing shorts and sandals. It's all made out of gold, and it has attracted a great deal of controversy. We will be speaking to Jason Rance, my colleague, who is there on scene in Orlando, about what the mood of the convention is and what it means for Republicans. There's also a couple of issues in which conservatives and Republicans are coming together across every kind of ideological line. One of them involves defending free speech and defending a free press against increasing Democratic attempts, not at cancel culture, but at flat-out government interference with conservative media. We'll be highlighting that. We'll also be taking a look at the push for the Equality Act, so-called, and what that really means, and why a bunch of new Gallup studies actually show that all of the premises behind the Equality Act are extremely dubious. The Equality Act is supposed to be granting equal rights protection to the entire LGBT community, with an emphasis on the T, the emphasis on transgendered individuals. One of the top transgendered appointees ever, Dr. Rachel Levine of Pennsylvania, questioned harshly by Rand Paul and other conservatives when she's up for confirmation. We will get to that issue, and we will also get to the issue of, is sports good for you? Everybody knows that playing sports is good for you, makes you healthier, happier, etc. There's a new book that says watching sports could be even better. No, really. All kinds of scientific data that says that people who spend a great deal of time and energy in connecting with big-time sports actually get real benefits from it. We'll be speaking to the author, Larry Olmsted, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first off, yesterday there were hearings in the Congress of the United States that were very, very important. And Mike Doyle is a chair of the House of Representatives Subcommittee on Communications and Technology. And the subject of the hearings was disinformation and extremism in the media. And yesterday we played some of the excerpts of the hearings as they were going on from Soledad O'Brien, who actually gave some pretty decent testimony. It wasn't left or right or center. It was basically talking about the need for responsibility on the part of media sources, but also for freedom of expression. They aren't so careful about that, these Democrats. Listen to what Mike Doyle, the chairman of the subcommittee, says, a Democrat, says about the entire media landscape. That's clip 15.
These changes have given rise to national media entities that are more focused on the kind of tactics we see from social media companies. They engage their viewers by enraging them and further dividing us and our nation. We have also seen the rise of news as entertainment, where the claims of anchors and commentators are likened to performance art. When they are challenged in court, the lawyers from their own networks claim
again,
that no reasonable person could believe these people are speaking the truth or reporting facts. When truth becomes a commodity to be traded upon for profit, and facts and consequences don't matter to those who report them, our democracy is undermined. It is the responsibility of this subcommittee to hold these institutions to a higher standard.
Okay, this is very, very different from everything that we've heard about with efforts to strike back at Twitter or Google or Facebook or Apple or anybody else who is introducing standards of what they will allow on their platforms. Because what you're talking about here is not a citizens committee. It's not a big corporation trying to stifle speech or trying to question the platforming of various points of view. I believe, and I think it's worth defending, the idea that any private company, any private broadcaster has a right to prefer or to impose any standards that they want. They also have a right to go ahead and lose listeners or to lose viewers or to have an impact based upon the free market in ideas. But preserving that free market in ideas has to do at its very heart with avoiding governmental censorship. And what Congressman Doyle and Congresswoman Anna Eschew and Jerry McNerney and all of these other Democrats who are now pushing back and trying to pressure other platforms and other companies from allowing Fox News, for instance, this is a direct threat from government, and it's very different. The Wall Street Journal has a terrific editorial about this today, and they point out that Chairman Doyle, who we just heard from, said that it is the responsibility of the subcommittee to hold these institutions, meaning, of course, the press outlets he doesn't like, to a higher standard. He said later, more free speech just isn't winning the day over the kind of speech that we're concerned about. They have no right to be concerned about a kind of speech. They are the government. That is exactly what the Constitution means when it says in the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law. And if they are going to make no law, why are they having a committee hearing about this? This stinks. Kathy McMorris Rogers, who is obviously from the eastern part of Washington State, she is a fine representative. She is a Republican, former member of Republican leadership. She said, this is a direct threat. Listen, this is clip 16A.
In all my time on this committee, there's never been a more obvious, direct attack on the First Amendment, despite what has been said. I want to be very clear. Condemning the January 6th attack and upholding truth and facts, it's a shared bipartisan goal. Unfortunately, that's not what this hearing is about. If the majority was really interested in a meaningful dialogue, you wouldn't schedule a hyper-partisan hearing to shame and blame. You wouldn't be sending letters pressuring private companies to block conservative media outlets. I'm not only disappointed in this hearing, I'm deeply troubled by it. Every journalist, from MSNBC and CNN to the New York Times, should be concerned by the majority's actions. And anyone who values free speech and a free press should be worried.
Okay, she's 100% right. And this is worrisome. And again, conservatives have to make a distinction about this. We're now not talking about something that Mark Zuckerberg decides or something that Jack Dorsey decides or that any of the people who were part of the big tech conglomerates that they are deciding about how to run their business. What we're talking about now is governmental bullying and governmental interference and governmental violation of what are fundamental First Amendment rights. There has to be a clear distinction, or we're going to lose on this. And that would be a tragedy for America and for the Constitution. We will be right back with more. Coming up, we'll find out exactly the latest from CPAC and more.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, talking about attempts to interfere as a government entity, and it's something that was discussed at Congress yesterday. And to interfere with the right of various platforms to include conservative points of view. Now, look, there are all kinds of irresponsible things that you hear in media. And I do think it is irresponsible to for media sources to back up in any way some of the insane conspiracy theories that are destroying American lives. I don't think they should do it. But do they have a right to do it? They do. And to say that you believe that something is damaging, if you believe it's damaging as a corporate head who broadcasts that kind of thing, of course you have a right to change what is on your air or what is on your platform. That's called private enterprise. That's called the market. That's called the marketplace of ideas, the marketplace of debate. And that's fundamental. And it's necessary for a well-functioning democratic republic. But if it's the Congress of the United States that's taking that position, that is trying to stifle speech that they don't like, that is trying to say that certain points of view are unhealthy and we don't want to hear them, it's totally unacceptable. And Kathy McMorris Rogers, a Republican representative from Washington State, emphatically agrees with that proposition, and she did a great job actually defending the idea of free speech yesterday. Clip 16B, she has the right answer. Listen.
Elected officials using their platform to pressure private companies to censure media outlets they disagree with? That sounds like actions from the Chinese Communist Party, not duly elected representatives of the United States Congress. Here we cherish free speech and a free independent press. We believe in dialogue and in the battle of ideas. Rather than censure and silence constitutionally protected speech, the answer is more speech. That's the American way.
And she is exactly right. There was actually a statement by a Federal Communications Commissioner, FCC Commissioner, whose name is Brendan Carr. He said, right now the greatest threat to free speech in this country is not any law passed by the government. The First Amendment stands as a bulwark. The threat comes in the form of legislating by letterhead. Politicians have realized that they can silence the speech of those with different political viewpoints by public bullying. And he's talking about things like letters that were put forward by various prominent Democrats in anticipation of these hearings. Letters that were suggesting, well, for instance, there's this, the precursor to the hearing, writes Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal. The precursor to the hearing was a letter sent on Monday of this week by two California Democrats, Representative Anna Eshoo and Jerry McNerney. The duo demanded that the CEOs of a dozen cable, satellite, and broadband providers explain what response they intended to take to the, quote, right-wing media ecosystem that is spreading lies and disinformation that enable insurrection and provokes noncompliance with public health guidelines. Specifically, are you planning to continue carrying Fox News, Newsmax, and OANN? If so, why? In other words, the presumption being that you have to explain to yourself what you decide to carry on your platform. And that's outrageous. And if so, why? They have to give an explanation for why they add to members of Congress? This is outrageous. And part of it, I think, has to do with some of the alarmism that is spreading on another front. We've talked before. I do think that it's very important to move toward normalizing the Capitol building. We had that horrible event on January 6th Well, now there's more congressional testimony about a future threat which is being used to justify continued fencing and continuing to treat the Capitol building like a war zone. The story from the Washington Post says the acting chief of the U.S. Capitol Police warned lawmakers yesterday that militia members involved in the January 6th riot want to blow up the Capitol and kill as many members as possible. Uh-huh. This planned attack is during President Biden's first congressional address, which hasn't been scheduled yet. The warning about another potential threat to Congress comes as a date for Biden's first address on Capitol Hill has not been set. New presidents typically deliver a speech to a joint session of Congress in February. Well, obviously, he's not going to be doing that, but it'll probably come next month. Acting chief of the Capitol Police, her name is Yogananda Pittman. She replaced the previous chief, Chief Sund, who resigned after the Capitol riot on January 6th. She said there was a direct nexus between the threats and a Biden speech. It was not clear whether agencies have also identified threats expected during Biden's other agencies first congressional address. There were other things that the new acting chief, Yogananda Pittman, reported to Congress that are very alarming. She reported there were 800 people who actually broke into the Capitol building. That was the number of rioters who participated in what I think some people on the left wrongly call an insurrection. It wasn't an insurrection, it was a riot. 800 rioters, but there were far more than 10,000 people, she reports, who actually crashed the fences and came onto the Capitol grounds and stopped the ability of Capitol Police to withstand them. One of the problems was there had been no clarity in how the Capitol Police were supposed to respond, she said in her testimony. There was no clarity in the use of lethal force. There's only one example of the use of lethal force by a Capitol Police officer, and that was the death of Ashley Bobbitt, which you may remember, which occurred during that riot. No riots or anything of that kind occurring in CPAC, but there is a great deal of enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for what exactly? We'll be speaking to my colleague Jason Rantz, who is there on site in CPAC, coming right up on the MedVed Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
You know what? It's true. You know it's true.
The Michael MedVed Show.
I mean, it happens to be true.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are on the wrong track with their sweeping stimulus package. McCarthy telling reporters the measure should be more focused on getting schools fully opened as soon as possible. McCarthy also saying Democrats are filling the bill with things that are unrelated to the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
Today, Democrats will have to go on the record. Do they support this money going to Nancy Pelosi's subway, or will they do the right thing and spend the money on resources for kids who are suffering from school closures because of COVID?
An FDA advisory committee is discussing emergency use authorization for the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. President Biden in Houston, Texas, talking with state and local officials after a devastating cold snap and storms last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show. CPAC is well underway. It is a conference where the highlight is clearly going to be the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, who is speaking at 3:40 on Sunday. But there have also already been a number of very prominent speakers. One of them, Ted Cruz, is going to be joining Jason Rance this afternoon from a CPAC itself in Orlando, Florida, which is where Jason is, broadcasting every day from Radio Row. Jason Rance, who follows my show every day right here on AM 770 KTTH. So, Jason, you having a great good time so far?
Yeah, so far so good. It's pretty fun to be out here in Orlando, land of the free, where the mandates are not necessarily being imposed. That's been the big national narrative. Although I will say this, you know, coming into Florida, I thought it was going to be the wild, wild west. Everyone's wearing a mask for the most part. There's not really social distancing going on, but everyone is being responsible. It is a little bit different than what we, at least what I thought it was going to be coming in.
Of the people who have spoken so far, is there anybody who stands out as having gotten a particularly positive or a particularly negative response?
So I've not heard any negative responses yet from any of the bigger name guests. Right now, Senator Hawley is speaking in the forum just right in front of me. But Ted Cruz had a very positive speech. People were really pumped to hear him taking on the sort of the cancel culture world of the media. He addressed and had some fun with the Cancun issue. But really, he said, look, Trump isn't going to go anywhere. This is about the future of the party, and he's going to be a big part of it. And that's really what we've heard across the board. I had yesterday on the show Senator Marsha Blackburn saying the same thing. You're starting to pick up on themes of cancel culture, big tech, and Trump still a big part of this party and a big part of the future.
Okay, there are so many potential presidential names that are speaking at CPAC.
Yep.
One of them that was not invited and was not welcome to CPAC, Mike Pence was invited. He turned it down. He's not there. He's a potential candidate for president in 2024. So is Nikki Haley, very prominently, as she was not invited. Are there any of the potential presidential candidates, people like Tom Cotton or Mike Pompeo or Josh Hawley or Rick Scott or Ron DeSantis, any of them that you think might run anyway, even if Trump does jump into the race for 2024? Would they all step aside for President Trump?
I don't think they're all going to step aside. I think it depends on what the world looks like 2 years from now. The president has said before he actually decided to run, Donald Trump had said he was going to run for a very long time and never did. So you never quite know if he is putting this out there because, again, he's just sort of dipping his toes in the water to see if he can pull another upset victory. Or is he doing this because he wants to still be a powerful part of the Republican Party and shaping the party moving forward? I don't know how serious he is necessarily when he announces this week that he's the top choice right now. He's the front runner going into 2024. He might end up bowing out. I do think he's doing this because he wants to push people aside. And I do think certainly you're not going to hear a lot of big name Republicans step up and make it pretty clear that they're running for president within the next year or so. I think all eyes naturally need to be on the midterm elections anyway. But the, you know, talking to people who are here, the one name that pops up over and over and over again from Trump fans is Ron DeSantis. Now, these are not from Floridians who are saying this. These are from people who are from throughout the country. Earlier, about 10, 20 minutes ago, I was talking to a couple from Arkansas who was talking about how excited they were for Ron DeSantis. So I actually think that he is the potential person to beat because, you know, look, going into the next election, Donald Trump would, again, not just be an underdog, but he would be a damaged underdog, regardless of what people think about his politics and the many successes he's had as president. He did just lose an election, and that is something that you do have to deal with.
How much emphasis has there been on the election was stolen narrative at CPAC? Because, of course, they're having panels on it, and I'm sure a number of people mm-hmm. spoke about that. Would you say that most of the participants believe that Donald Trump actually won the election last year?
I think a lot of people here hold a position that the election was not done as fairly as it could be. And I don't think that that's an unreasonable position given the context of going into a national election for the first time during a pandemic with mail-in voting. You're going to have people who are concerned, and there were some legitimate issues that were and still need to be discussed. I'm not hearing the massive conspiracies. I spoke yesterday on the show to Jenna Ellis, who is a former member of the Trump's legal team. And, you know, we had, a really good conversation about some of the issues that she still thinks needs to be addressed without diving into any of the conspiracies. And the fact of the matter is, you know, she wanted to distance herself from some of the Sidney Powells of the world and the others who are pushing the unsubstantiated conspiracy theories of, you know, mass election fraud coming from Hugo Chavez via Dominion. Like, she didn't want anything to do with that. And I do think that there is a place for a conversation about election integrity, including after an election that everyone says was 100% above board. I don't think we should be shying away from having conversations about election integrity, and I certainly don't think that on the Republican side, because I'm very concerned about people who think the election was stolen, because then it makes it easier for them not to vote. And in the midterm elections, this should be in our favor, taking back the Senate, but taking the House back, given the posture of the Biden administration decidedly not doing what they said they were going to do, which was reaching across the aisle. They don't seem all that interested in that based on some of the nominees that they put up for confirmation. This should be an easier battle. And, of course, as you know, historically, when one party has power of all three branches of government, the opposition party ends up, you know, doing fairly well, if not committing a shellacking of the other side. So I'm mostly concerned on that angle, and I'm glad I'm not hearing that. Now, if it's happening, it might be. I'm just not hearing that part, the conspiracy stuff.
Well, that's good to hear. I, by the way, the average for a president and President Biden situation, when a new president comes in and then there's the first midterm election, everybody loses. Every president loses. The only exception to that was George W. Bush because of 9/11. But even President Reagan lost in his first midterm election, and the average loss is 23 seats in the House. Now, right now,
yeah, but what gets in the way of that, right? I mean, the thing that gets in the way of that
need
is
to win five to take control of the House.
Yes, I'm just my issue is, and we've heard it from folks here, including Jenna Ellis, of when you say the election is rigged, people are not going to vote, and that's the one thing that they really have to work on. And it's a balancing act, because, you know, when you talk about election integrity and you do it from a good faith perspective, it could still turn people off to voting because they think it might be stolen. So
I agree with you completely. It's a pleasure to speak to you, Jason. I hope you get home soon. You know, you're actually missing a beautiful sunny day in Seattle, I'll tell you.
Well, I'll tell you this. We have it here at Orlando, and we've had it all week.
Okay. Orlando having better weather than Seattle in February? I can't even imagine such a thing. A pleasure always to speak to my friend and colleague, Jason Rance. And this afternoon, he's going to be having Ted Cruz joining him live on his radio show at 3:30 Pacific time, right here on AM 770 KTTH. We'll play you, just to give you a little bit of a taste, a little bit of what Ted Cruz had to say this morning in his speech, some of which worked very well. Some of it, well, you'll hear. We'll be playing it coming right up. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. The important new film, Stars and Strife, looks at the problem of polarization.
Washington today is probably the meanest and most most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
We have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
Now available on Stars, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit starsandstrife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show with positive weather like we have been incongruously enjoying here. A lot of people want to get out and walk and play tennis or basically come back to life, maybe even before the springtime. Relief Factor can actually help with that. Check it out. It is a great opportunity for you to take advantage of a little bit of sun and for a lot of fun, which you'll enjoy a lot more, with the reduced stiffness, aches and pains, just generally helping you feel better. Totally natural, no chemicals, nothing addictive, nothing dangerous at all, just good, healthy dietary supplement. And it costs about 95 cents a day. 95 cents a day with a quick start to get out of pain. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Relief Factor. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Okay, CPAC opened up with an announcement about property rights, because basically they were saying, we're not imposing masking standards on this group. We're not requiring that people follow social distancing. But the hotel in which they're holding this gathering, they couldn't really accommodate the gathering at the normal hotel that they've done in, that I've been to many times in Maryland, right outside Washington, D.C., on the Potomac River. So they're moved to Orlando, and the opening of the conference sounded like this, clip 3.
And I know this might sound like a little bit of a downer for at this CPAC to talk about the Bill of Rights, but I also want to mention one thing. And I know this might sound like a little bit of a downer, but we also believe in property rights, and this is a private hotel. And we believe in the rule of law, so we need to comply with the laws of this county that we're in. But a private hotel, just like your house, gets to set its own rules. Carly, our CPAC director,
Well, as Dan mentioned, we are in a private facility, and we do want to be respectful of the ordinances that they have as their private property. So please, everyone, when you're in the ballroom, when you're seated, you should still be wearing a mask. So if everybody can go ahead, work on that. I know it's not the most fun.
You have the right. You have the right to set the own rules in your own house, and we're borrowing somebody else's house. So we need to comply with their rules. So thank you all for putting on your masks. I wear a mask when I'm in the halls, and we're going to comply with their rules.
Okay, there. When you watch the video, there's a certain amount of heckling and resistance to that idea. Ted Cruz, of course, could not get up there without making some reference to his wonderful recent expedition to Cancun, to Mexico. Did this work, you think? This is clip 8.
I gotta say, Orlando is awesome! It's not as nice as Cancun.
Did not get a tremendous response, but okay, he's trying to display a sense of humor. He also then had this to say very passionately about people who want to move on from Donald Trump. And no, Ted is not ready to move on from Donald Trump. This is clip 11.
And they look at Donald J. Trump, and they look at the millions and millions of people inspired who went to battle fighting alongside President Trump, and they're terrified. And they want him to go away. Let me tell you this right now. Donald J. Trump ain't going anywhere. Just of the country clubs, the Republican Party is the party of steel workers and construction workers and pipeline workers and taxi cab drivers and cops and firefighters and waiters and waitresses and the men and women with calluses on their hands who are working for this country. That is our party, and these deplorables are here to stay.
That's Ted Cruz. He concluded his CPAC speech also on a very fervent note, trying to challenge his inner William Wallace. Remember Braveheart? This was the rousing conclusion from the Ted Cruz address. This is clip 1.
And mark my words, 2022 is going to be a fantastic election year. And so is 2024, as we stand together and defend liberty, defend the Constitution, defend the Bill of Rights of every American. In the immortal words of William Wallace, freedom!
The immortal words of William Wallace, freedom is one word. And for Ted Cruz, I'm thinking of the lyric in a song written a long time ago by Kris Kristofferson, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Ted Cruz, look, he won his Senate race last time, not in 2020, but in 2018 against Beto O'Rourke. He'll be on the ballot for U.S. Senate again in 2024. And I do think that his dream of running for president is, even if Trump withdraws from the race completely, I think Ted Cruz is an unlikely factor. There are some people who might continue their own races, whether or not Trump is there. I think Mike Pompeo might, even if it meant running against his former boss, the guy who appointed him to the CIA and the State Department. But Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff for President Trump, he went on Fox News last night, and he previewed CPAC, and he said all of the top candidates for president have something in common in 2024. Listen. clip 13.
What we will see on Sunday is we will see the start of planning for the next administration. And I can tell you, the people that are at the top of that list, all of them have Trump as their last name.
So is that a way of saying jokingly that there's only one person? It's President Donald Trump, or is he suggesting Donald Trump Jr. or Lara Trump or Ivanka Trump might also be a candidate for president? The idea of Donald Trump Jr. running against his father, wouldn't that be an interesting novel or a movie? I'm not sure it would actually work that well for the Republican Party. I do think it says in the Associated Press coverage of CPAC, the event will feature a 7-part series on protecting elections, including one titled Why Judges and Media Refuse to Look at the Evidence. That's featuring Mo Brooks of Alabama, who is one of those members of Congress who apparently is being investigated now for having cooperated with some of the people who actually broke in to the Capitol building. We now know, because of testimony yesterday, was 800 people who actually crashed into the Capitol building and did much of the damage and did much of the battling with police officers. Congressman Brooks addressed the rally near the White House, says Associated Press, just before the January 6th Capitol attack, telling the crowd, "Today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking beep." Okay, would you still, and this is a real question, were the people who went there to raid the Capitol building, were they American patriots? Really? Would Mo Brooks still believe that? And are they still sending that message at CPAC? The headline in New York Times is "Extremists Want to Blow Up Capitol," police chief warns, citing need for added security. That added security has cost us, and the cleanup after the riot and the destruction, that cost us $30 million so far of taxpayer money. And we are now spending an extra $2 million a week. That's what Jamie Herrera Butler makes clear, just to defend the Capitol building. Wouldn't it be useful if President Trump basically called off some of the threats and made it less necessary to try to defend the Capitol building against people who say they support him? That's just a question, but there are many more, and we'll be speaking about some of them coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.